This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is all set to get underway at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The five-day summit is the first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event. They include President of France, Emmanuel Macron, Brazil President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, President of Spain, Pedro Sánchez Pérez Castellón, President of Switzerland, Guy Parmalin, Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof, UAE's Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khaled bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandraram Gulam, Sri Lankan President Anura Kumaradesanayake, and Bhutanese Prime Minister Shering Tobgay. Ministerial delegations from over 45 countries would be participating in the summit. The UN Secretary General and senior officials from several international organizations will also join the deliberations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Expo 2026 in New Delhi today. The five-day expo is being held alongside the India AI Impact Summit 2026 and will serve as a national demonstration of artificial intelligence in action. It will feature 13 country pavilions, including Australia, Japan, Russia, United Kingdom, France, Germany, Italy, Netherlands, Switzerland, Serbia, Estonia, Tajikistan, and Africa, showcasing international collaboration in the AI ecosystem. The expo will host over 300 curated exhibition pavilions and live demonstrations structured around three thematic chakras: people, planet, and progress. It will also feature over 600 high-potential startups which are developing globally relevant population-scale solutions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has listed three priorities for the next decade: more structural reforms, deepening innovation, and simpler governance. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Modi asserted that his government's Reform Express is benefiting common citizens in a big way. The Prime Minister said this year's Union Budget reflects India's yearning to become a developed nation. He added that budget is not a now-or-never moment born out of compulsion, but a we-are-ready moment born out of preparation and inspiration. The Election Commission has ordered disciplinary action against seven assistant electoral registration officers in West Bengal over multiple allegations of irregularities, two from Canning Purba and one each from Suti, Mainaguri, Shamshir Ganj, Debra and Faraka constituencies are among those facing action. The Commission yesterday sent a letter to the state's Chief Secretary Nandini Chakraborty directing steps against these seven AEROs. The letter clearly states that evidence has been found of serious misconduct, negligence of duty and abuse of lawful authority by these officials involved in the SIR process. A full body of the Election Commission of India, headed by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, will be visiting Guwahati today to review the state's preparedness for the upcoming assembly elections. During their three-day-long tour, the commission will hold detailed meetings with senior officials of the state and representatives of various political parties. Microsoft founder Bill Gates will visit Amravati today to hold discussions with Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu on expanding cooperation in health and artificial intelligence initiatives. Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi will embark on a four-day visit to Australia starting today. The Defence Ministry said the visit is aimed at further strengthening India-Australia defence cooperation and reinforcing the growing convergence between the two nations. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and his delegation left for the Swiss city of Geneva, where the second round of nuclear negotiations with the US will take place tomorrow. Araghchi is also expected to meet with his Swiss and Omani counterparts. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India defeated Pakistan by 61 runs in a Group A clash at Colombo's R. Premadasa Stadium last night and becomes the second team to qualify for the Super 8. And that is the end of this news bulletin.